if you added, for the non-invasive cancers, this was the graph that you saw before, and what we've done is we've put on the C4B4 and the C3B3 diagnoses to say that if, so you can see that if the C4B4s had actually been converted into
We have a pathologist diagnosis in the audience, Jill. I think this is an important point. Just the units that have a high B4 diagnosis rate, all of them would be easily making the cutoff if the B4s were actually B5s. But the question is then, would there be the odd false positive in the loop? Now, I don't know whether somebody has answers to that, or why might one person's B5 be another person's B4? Is it a number of biopsies issue? Is it, you know, numbers of cores being taken? Can you change things by doing that? Or is it just that some pathologists mightn't be quite as, incompetent as others? No, this is a bishopism, actually, that word.
I think there might be 3% of your audience are pathologists, I think, today.
So pardon?
3% of your audience are pathologists today.
Great, so I'm delighted to hear that, because we can do with the multidisciplinary input.
I'm not alone. I think there are a number of issues about how you convert a B4 to a B5, and I think there are issues of sampling and getting enough material, which is why mammotomes can be used to improve the amount of tissue that we get to look at. I think there's potentially an issue of quality and how the tissue is processed and how the laboratory deals with it, and the quality of your laboratory service, not just your interpretive service. And there must be an issue of experience, with perhaps those not having seen so much being less confident and wishing to avoid overdiagnosing.
Can I ask a general question there? I mean, is there a situation, certainly in our MDT, if you get a B4 diagnosis, it's suspicious, probably malignant. And the big first question asked is, will more tissue help to change, you know, and we would do another core or another, you know, some other form of intervention. Are there units that would say, I know B4, we won't upgrade it and let's just go straight to surgery? I mean, because that would change the dynamic of this graph completely. If you look at the white upper bars here, they're all, you know, you see all these units would, not well, a large proportion of those units would be above the preoperative diagnosis bar if the B4s were converted to B5s, and they should have been. But the only drawback is that the odd case you might have an overcall, and then you end up in a worse situation overall. Mark, do you have a view on this?
The view I have is that you're trying to flagellate yourself. Look, these are difficult diagnoses. Let's accept
that we
won't be able to meet that standard, and the pitch is wrong.
Well, you're not correct. Because if you look at the majority of units, they're comfortably meeting the standard, right? The majority, and some of the better units are meeting it in every case, but then we have some units performing at this level down here, which to my mind is unacceptable, right? So but when you look at their B4s, you can see that the B4s, you know, would actually have easily, you know, it would have taken more than half the group who were requiring diagnostic biopsies into a therapeutic first operation scene. So I